At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss 11 Years of the Born This Way album, our deep dive review of Harry Styles' new album, Harry's House, and we talk the first two episodes of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 7, who we love, who we hate, and which Snatch Games were legendary. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. 3, 2, 1, include the countdown because that was a pivotal moment. Corey, guess why Lady Gaga's trending?
All I heard was in the middle of the countdown that Lady Gaga was trending.
Well, it's true. She is.
And... why for?
Well, thank you for asking.
Because she added two more shows to the concert.
No. Because it's been 11 years.
Oh, God. Her fans are like, 11 years since Hair debuted at number 6.
Oh, yeah. Well, it did debut at number 6. Six or 12.
That sounds familiar.
Or no, it's track 6 or 12, and it debuted 6 or 12.
Oh, okay.
One is the other and the other is the other.
One is the other and the other is one.
We are all one. Yeah. Yeah, Croutzon agrees. It's been 11 years since Born This Way came out.
Great.
I could have told you that just by looking at the date. It's May 23rd. Hello.
The album or the song?
The album.
Oh, where were you? Dancing on a single bed?
Dancing on a single prayer.
You thought it said single bed when the song came out.
I was laying on a double extra long.
When you had to take your iPod in Thailand to get a bootleg copy of Born This Way put onto it.
It's true.
You told me you thought the lyric was dancing on a single bed.
Well, and what's true? Anyway, it's been 11 years. The dogs are barking. I'm going to close that door. One second. You talk amongst yourselves.
Well, everyone, it's just us now. Although Tyler can still hear us, we're getting a great look at his toy shelf in the background.
Okay, I'm back. Yeah, it's been 11 years since the big day, the game-changing day, the moment that changed everyone's life forever, a generation-defining album. It's like, how do we recover? How do we think about time?
I think
everything was either before that or after that.
I love all of her albums, but I really think, Born This Way and Chromatica are probably my top two.
Thank you. They live in the same world for me, you know? I think that they're play cousins.
They are play cousins.
And art pop is a little estranged.
Well, listen. Okay, go on.
But she's still invited. Cheek to cheek is not. So, like, what are you going to do?
Well, Maggie Rogers tweeted about Cheek to Cheek, not the album.
I saw your retweet to retweet
Gaga's impact. I wanted to be, sometimes I like to embody a crazy Gaga fan and tweet shit they would say. And so I do.
Okay.
Wait, am I part of the community?
I tweeted something about Lady Gaga yesterday. Am I one of those people?
Well, you always are. Look at this.
Okay, well, you know what? We need to talk about something even more important. We have the third album from the one and only Harry Styles to debut number one. Congratulations, Harry Styles.
Wait, who said it debuted number one? I don't think those stats come out until tomorrow.
Well, I'm just predicting.
Okay. It might not even...
Well, isn't it... It's supposed to. I saw on a chart, chartdata.twitter.whatever.
Perfect, I bet it will. I mean, I don't know. What
else? And I saw that Harry Styles just passed 10 billion streams on all of his projects, which includes, obviously, One Direction. But, like, that's pretty impressive.
I would, in fact, say dang, dang, double dang.
Dang, dang, double dang. Have you listened to the album?
I have done nothing but listen to the album since the weekend. Since it dropped on on Friday. And, oh my God, I didn't even know it was coming. I mean, I knew it was coming, but I didn't know it was coming that day. And then I checked my, like, what's it called? Release radar. And it had a song. And then I was scrolling, and then it had another song. And I thought, did the whole album come out? Sure enough, it did.
Well, would you consider yourself an occupant of Harry's house?
I have been to Harry's house. I shat all over Harry's house. I stunk it up. I lived there for so long.
Hey, that was me when I came to your Animal Crossing house. I was farting in your kitchen.
Oh, well, I remember. There's proof on...
Scooching and a tooching.
There's proof on Spotify. Or what? Proof on TikTok. Proof on TikTok.
I have to say the only downside to Harry's house for me is that it's not house music. I think that would have been major. Maybe Harry's house, the remix house album.
I just realized that you can see, I logged into Spotify and I can see all the total plays for each song. And the good news is the least played song is also my least favorite song. But
which one is the least played? Boyfriends?
Yes. But which they're all very close. Boyfriends is all, oh, boyfriends, they make you feel like garbage. Oh, okay. Oh, boyfriends don't treat you right. I thought I don't have a boyfriend. Another Harry's house alone.
I think Music for a Sushi Restaurant is obviously my number one.
Is it? Wow, she's already making that decision.
It should be a single. It would be a smash.
Very, very much so. I'm into it.
As It Was is fine. It's fine. It's not the best song on the album, so like I don't get why it was the lead single, but go off.
I love it. I still love it. But it's so funny. I always wish there weren't lead singles because I wish I could appreciate the album like fully through, but I do find myself skipping As It Was just because I've already listened to it a lot. Not that I don't like it.
Right, right.
I'm just ready for the new stuff. And
I often find that too many lead singles makes me think the album is not as good because I skip the songs when I'm listening to the album. Because I'm like, okay, I need to listen to what I like, what's new. And then you instinctively skip every single song that they think is the best song. And then you're like, well, this album is kind of just all like mid tempos, but like that's what's left when they already get rid of all the like fast songs.
Well, my big trouble with it is that Grape Juice and Daylight are my two favorite songs. And As It Was is right in the middle of those. So then I really have to skip it.
How do you live?
It's just tough. I mean, life's tough. You know, Harry's house is hard.
I think my favorite song though is Matilda.
We were discussing this yesterday. It's queer canon, no?
I would say. I think
Chosen Family.
I think it's yes, it's giving Chosen Family. It's so beautiful. It's I think in a culture that tells you that like family is forever and family's number one and you have to respect your parents and you have to, it's like there's no wiggle room for discussion of carving your own path, and I think Matilda is a really interesting
I just love it, y'all. Go.
Interesting thing to give to young people. Yeah. I think this is a gift to young people to tell them that it's okay.
Go listen to the album, y'all. Harry's only getting better each effort he's putting out, because I love
me
the
go
last...
listen to the last album, and I agree
it makes me want to make a Harry playlist on Spotify with all of his albums. Though I will say I really never gave that first album a chance because I didn't like Sign of the Times. So I wonder if I should go back and see if there's any little gems on that first album.
Well, you report back, you let us know.
Well, there was another album, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. It was called Harry Styles. Fine Line, Harry Styles, Fine Line, Harry's House. Wow, he's got a lot of his own name in there.
Good for him. He's in charge.
He's up to his stuff.
I have to say though, Harry is one of like it's one of the worst names, right?
Have you ever fucked a Harry?
Like for a guy, no offense to anybody out there, but like it's not a good name.
Harry. Is it short? Harry. Is it short for something? Harold?
Harold. Yes.
Is his real name Harold? Is this real name Harold? Is his last name really Styles?
Harold Styles?
Is this Harold? Is this a stage name?
I don't know.
I'm going to his Wikipedia. I'm going to his Wikipedia. Harry okay, we need Edward to talk Styles. About damn.
We need to talk about something else because something else is really important right now.
What is it?
The Golden Plunger.
I would much rather talk about the legendary legend stars because I was so stoned mouthing to myself, legendary legend stars.
Would you consider yourself a legendary legend?
I would think I'm a legendary legend star. I don't know why I have to be the two without the third.
Okay. You're a cum dump star, not a cum dumpster.
Hey, listen, I went on a couple dates with someone and he called me a cum dumpster. So I guess that's my brand.
Jesus. Fuck. Well, are you? Did it get collected once a week?
We were at a restaurant.
Oh, well, some,
I think he
some
was just,
girls
I
do think, what they need to do.
I think he was just flirting. Really hit the nail on the head. Or so to speak.
Did it work?
The plunger?
Did he make a deposit?
No. He didn't.
Can you use a plunger on your butthole? I don't want to.
Which end?
I knew you were going to ask.
You know that's a very common answer for my favorite question to ask gay men.
What are you tinkering with over there? I'm hearing glass tinkle tinkles.
Which is, what is the first thing you put in your... Woohoo by Christina Aguilera.
I'm hearing tinkles. What are you tinkling? You're tinkle crinkle.
I don't think I'm tinkling anything. Tickling the ivory.
Yeah, maybe it's your
my French. Teethers. It's my French manicure on the.
Are you
desk.
Are you chomping your teeth in there? Like
no, I was touching my pen cup. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just wanted to know.
I have a pen cup.
Okay, what's in it?
All pens.
No, facing up or facing down?
Facing down, and they all are either clicked out, like put away, or the caps are on.
Of course.
When I bring out this pen jar for game night, and then people are all, this pen doesn't work, and then they put it back in the jar. Honey, throw that pen away if it doesn't work.
You're the reason it doesn't work, because you put it back, you dumb bitch.
Exactly. I'm like, who are we saving this for? The trash is over there. It's very,
well,
very
Monica
Geller.
I wouldn't feel comfortable. As somebody who lived with you at one point in time, I wouldn't feel comfortable taking a pen out of your pen jar and opting to throw it away without your permission.
Well, certainly don't come into my room and get into my pen jar without my permission. But if I bring out
and start throwing them out.
But if I bring out the pen jar for Christmas or for game night.
Christmas.
For Christmas game night, then don't put a pen that's not working back in there.
Yeah, no. Get a grip. Good God, get it.
I got this pen jar from my pottery teacher in high school who I hated.
Okay. My dad was a...
It's a nice jar, though. It's a nice jar.
What is my dad's
jar? Do you want to see it? Do you want to see the jar? It's, here, look.
Yeah.
Pretty nice, huh?
You know what? I've actually seen that.
Yeah,
I've seen that.
Yeah. Very...
It is a nice jar.
Very cute.
It's pen ready.
Well, what else would you keep in that jar?
Coins, nickels...
Okay, for what? The laundromat? They only take quarters.
Okay. Well, as I was saying, my dad's job, he's like what's it called? A pharmaceutical sales rep.
I don't know. You know. I don't understand.
Whatever. Anyway, so he's got like business cards.
Oh, he works for like big insurance?
Branded thing. I'm not saying it's something
capitalism.
That I support. It's not. Anyway, he's got like these things, trinkets, accoutrements with the business name on them. You know,
oh, like items. Yeah, like banks used to have those little coin purses, pens, yes. Shit, yes. Just shit. Little. Ooh.
Well, he would always have these pens that were like very long, with
longer than a long normal pen size.
Yes, yes. And they were very long and they would turn into a shape and all of them were different shapes. So there was like a pink one that became a flamingo, like the shape of the pen.
Oh, I remember like those.
Or
yeah, like
one
a long,
was like a sailboat.
It was like a palm tree. It was a...
Yes.
Oh, I loved shit like that.
Bitch, I was the belle of the ball in third grade I had stacks and stacks of every shape pen. I would say, who needs to borrow a utensil? I would like wheel and deal all of my pens that were branded whatever healthcare provider he was working for at the time. But like it was my way in to fame in third grade. Me and my pens.
I love that.
Because I couldn't afford the like the cart that would go around classroom to classroom and sell like eraser tops and shit. Like I was airheads. No, I couldn't afford all that.
How long would you guess is the average pen length?
5 inches?
Yeah, I would have. I guess I have no concept for an inch. It says the average pen is 5.5 inches.
5.5?
5.5.
Well, that's that easy. Half does, it does the deed.
I guess it really make a difference. Mm. Hey, did you have anything else to say about the golden plunger, or are we just moving right on?
We could talk about it. I think, who do you think bedazzled that plunger?
Rue herself.
No. Darian Lake.
For sure.
What do they say? No, it was Tempest du Jour.
Stacey Lane Matthews. How old is Tempest du Jour? Older than you and me.
Okay, work. but somebody did do that, because you can't order a plunger that's that sparkly, can you?
You can now if you go to RuPaulsDragRace.com.
/chocolate.
Pick up her new soda, her new candy bar, her new plunger.
Why wasn't there any glamour at DragCon?
I told you last week I'm not talking about that. I'm not giving airtime to a literal moron, like anti-vaxxer, COVID denier.
Did you say an alliteration moron?
Actual moron.
Alliteration?
And I can't believe the number of people who got heated.com by that. I thought, you're giving airtime to a moron.
I'm not done talking about it. Did we talk about it last week?
Yeah, you tried to, and I shut it down.
Maybe every week I will.
What do you have to say? Why? Why are you sending people to go follow her on Twitter when she denied COVID? And she said masks don't work.
Okay, let's talk about All Stars 7.
Okay, here we are.
First of all, can you believe we're already on 7 All Stars?
Well, Survivor's 7th season was an All Stars.
Can't believe you're single.
Grey's Anatomy's 7th season was All Stars.
Every season of A Grey's Anatomy is the all stars of that cast. Would you agree? If she's there, Mrs. Grey.
Do you know her name?
Meredith.
You know her real name?
Gia.
So here we are, already at the 7th season of RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. This season is all stars, all legends, all winners, all
legendary legend stars. First of all, they come out, they do their intro packages. They're, you know, I'm feeling the fantasy of like, you know what? These are all pretty good winners. I'm not that upset. There's nobody that I'm like, you can go. And then somebody comes out.
I believe.
Who did you think it was going to be?
Well, okay, so I saw people teasing it like 2 days before the premiere, and then I read the comments on Instagram, and everyone was like, we already know it's Raven. So I was spoiled. But then I really did believe that she was going to be there. But maybe my
Me too.
But maybe my edible was showing up at that moment. I went and got a round table pizza, and I went and picked it up, and I drove home, and I took an edible, and then I was like getting everything ready, and then she walked out, and I didn't even put together that they like didn't put a full package together for her like they did the others, you know, like a highlight reel. That's my
your first tell.
My friend Steven was like, well, that's how I knew, because she didn't get a little intro package.
I was a little bit bummed about it. I mean, say what you want about Raven. I don't know if people like her or hate her. I see a lot of people talk about the way she changes her skin tone, which I think is a conversation worth having.
Yeah, I mean, the confessional that they gave her, I thought, interesting.
However, I will say this. She was the runner-up, correct? Season, what, 3?
Yeah.
2?
2 or and,
whatever?
2 and All-Stars?
So she was runner-up twice, or at least finalist twice, giving Jujubee.
Yeah, serving Jujubee.
But the season she was a runner-up for initially, she was the runner-up for who?
For season...
Tyra?
Season 3, I think. I don't know. I have to look.
I think it was Tyra, wasn't it? Am I making that up? Because if that's the case, didn't she once... This is why there's no glamour. There's no grammar in drag... This is why there's no glamour at DragCon. It's because didn't Tyra Sanchez threatened to bomb DragCon once on Facebook, and so she's...
I don't know. Legally, I can't weigh in.
Ever since then, I haven't gone, and there's been no glamour, I feel.
Raven got... She's... Season 2, Raven got runner-up to Tyra Sanchez.
So, she's kind of been, like, you know, not a part of the situation. She's not a part of the legacy. She's not a legendary legend star, this Tyra Sanchez. She's not one of Rue's children. So, like, when Raven came out, I was like, oh, this is, like, a perfect opportunity for them to be like, actually, the winner of your season is no longer able to carry the crown. So,
for legal it is a runner-up
for legal duties. So, is the runner-up obligation to, like, carry on? I was like, okay, this is actually, like, a smart way to get this going, this process.
I thought maybe it's their, like, wink at being able to be, like, the next All-Stars will be all top threes or something like that. All finalists. And since they can't do all winners, they could do like an all finalist. IDK.
Boring. All-Stars should be all finalists. Don't call it All-Stars if it's not finalists. Well, call it second chances. Call it first eliminated. Call it... They're like,
gonna,
All-Stars should have some legacy.
They're going to do that, I believe.
Anyway, so I was ready for Raven to stay, and then I was like, oh, this is just a dumb skit. Like, why did she even, why are you filling our time with, like, that's like bringing out Porkchop for just another giggle, I would have preferred.
It's trying to have a gag and a goop.
I thought the gag and the goop, it fell flat on the floor, and I was not about it.
Flat on the floor by Carrie Underwood?
Flat on the floor with my hair down low. Yes.
Rain don't fall on me anymore.
Hey, Carrie Underwood doesn't make music like Carrie Underwood used to.
Are you kidding? Is that true or false? That's false. Her new album is going to be fire.
But where was she on January 6th?
Have you heard Denim and Rhinestones?
No.
Have you heard Crazy Angels?
No, and we don't say that word. Angels.
So there we were. What did they do in the first episode? They just walked for Naomi Campbell.
Okay.
And then what did they do?
Didn't care about. I mean, I guess I get it that this is like, Hudson was talking to me about, like, you really missed, like, were you ever having like a moment where supermodels were really supermodels, like the celebrities of the world? Hudson was saying that he was aware of that, and like I was like, I must have missed that, because to me, models had always been like mall girls that are kind of cute trying to get on America's Next Top Model. Like, my perception of modeling was America's Next Top,
right?
America's Next Top Model.
But that, like,
so, like,
influx.
I never had this, like, you know, legacy.
Yeah.
Like, who are these women?
I mean, they're the ones who. That's
Cindy
the reason,
Crawfords.
Right, the Cindy Crawfords of the world. That's what made Top Model want to be a thing, because it was all Cindy Crawford and Tyra Banks.
I get that, but I'm saying that was before my time. I'm just a widow baby.
Yeah, and that's fine. So they did that, and then they did a song, and I guess I realized...
Okay, no. I'm not done talking about the...
I am. I'm keeping it moving. We have two full episodes to talk about. What else do you have to say about Naomi?
You're right.
What else do you have to say about Naomi Campbell?
I thought it was sweet and tender, the moment Shea Coulee...
Sure. Absolutely.
I thought it was lovely. And then I thought, oh my God, Jinx is going to have to walk. What the hell is she going to say to Jinx?
Yeah.
She's just going to be like... Well, you definitely moved.
It felt like
you were moving.
It felt like we're including this as a present to Shea Coulee, which was fine. If that's what they were going to do, they did it. So then they all had to sing. And I thought, well, now I understand why we usually get the songs late in the season, because 8 verses was a lot.
two hops this time. It was like,
it was 8 verses. I was like, okay, here.
It was fine.
It was fine. It was fine. Yeah. It was, I think they all did a good job for the most part. I think it was interesting to see who the, like, judges gravitated toward. I thought Jinx's was hilarious.
Yeah, I thought Jinx was, it gave at least a different perspective than, like, I'm here and I'm queer and
snatch the crown and I'm gonna stab you.
what are the ingredients to a drag queen's RuPaul
you say I'm
snatch
here.
Snatch the crown.
You say
snatch
you're
the
here.
Crown is in there.
You're gonna snatch I'm the crown. Here. You name drop the city you're from. You say a couple.
Started from the bottom, going all the way to the top.
You say
tippity top.
You say a couple gay buzzwords like slay. or drag or read.
Yeah. I don't like it when queens are kind of like, I had a rocky start, but I'm going well. Or like things like that. I'm like, don't remind me that you didn't do good. In the game. Just act like you're winning. Just like act like you're the best.
Started from the bottom, but I'm still a flop.
It's like, I'm trying to remember who does that. But like there's some that are like not good. Very bad.
Here I am from New York City and I'm going to snatch the crown and look real pretty.
Mid-Michigan queen, and I'm here to slay.
Did I spit bars?
Take me to the Wharton Center.
Any day.
Today.
I'm performing at the Wharton Center coming this May.
Sure.
Where did the drag queens perform? A spiral?
Necto. The Nectarine Ballroom.
Oh, that's true. I was thinking Lansing.
Michigan is a two-stop location. You go to Nectar, you go to Spiral.
Okay, good to know.
Okay,
Good to know. I will say, I was...
Upper Peninsula queen, and I'm here to gag.
I always would like to know the criteria for, like, are they basing it heavily on, like, the whole performance? How much are they tying the runway in?
Baby, I need you to know.
It's all...
None of it matters.
Well,
it's based
should.
On the edit they create. It's based on the edit they create.
Well, here's what I will say.
I don't mean to be cynical, but wake up, Pearl.
Michelle Visage...
It's based on the edit they create.
Michelle Visage sat there and said she loved Monet's exchanges outfit on the runway in the first look. And I thought, And then I follow a couple... Instagram accounts that do like Tudor Boot for the outfits every week and people get to vote. And people agreed with me. Didn't love Monet's runway look in that first episode. The second one was
what I'm finding
incredible.
Is, I think they are more committed than ever to hyping up the queens ensure that we are all believing that they're legends.
Honey, that is you. If you didn't get that from episode one, the moment they started talking about them, they're going to go down the line and give everyone as many compliments as they can all season.
Listen, I'm here to celebrate. I'm here to honor. I'm here to say things are good when they are good. And as I am sitting on my couch looking like a schlump of schlumps, who am I to say that any of those things that they're wearing is anything less than like impressive? So like, yeah, whatever.
Honey, it was way better than anything I could turn out.
And it's way better than most season premieres of Drag Race. So, you know, I'm not going to complain. However, with no queens ever going home, it's this weird balance of, okay, there are zero stakes and I'm not nervous for anyone. And there's like no tension at all of like people afraid of something going wrong. But at the same time, I do agree with what they were saying of like, oh, they can really take big swings
Bold.
And try big things. And I kind of like that.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I enjoyed it overall. What did you think of the lip sync to Old MacDonald?
Loved it. Loved it. I thought it was legendary, iconic. I thought what a fun song made for anybody who is able to take a song and make it their own. You could do anything with that song. You could really go weird and you could do like funky shit.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
And then episode two, thoughts, snatch game.
Jumping right into the snatch game.
Let's get there.
I was okay with it. So each of them had to do two
characters. Yeah.
Did anybody have two flops?
I didn't. Well, who did? I mean, Evie?
I'm sorry, Evie. But Evie also knew going into it. Like, she was like, I was bad at Snatch Game before. I'm, like, bracing myself.
And
now.
I'm an Evie stan through and through. But Evie, who was Jada's second character?
Prince?
That was the first one.
And...
Someone that I didn't know. So I think I didn't get a lot of Jada's either.
Well, I didn't get any of Shay's first one, who like the TikTok star.
Oh, God, I know. They picked a lot of same with like, who was Evie's? What was that person's name? I don't know these people, which is okay. But it didn't.
I'm pulling them all up.
But
I'm pulling them all up.
But neither performance made me want to get to know the people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Of the people that you didn't know.
Like when I didn't really know a whole lot about JoJo Siwa, I knew she existed.
The Lady Shablis?
Yeah, I didn't know who that
like,
was.
Like who the fuck? I don't know. I still don't know. And I left the episode not knowing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Right like now. When I hadn't known a lot about JoJo, I knew JoJo Siwa existed, but when Lemon did JoJo Siwa on Snatch Game, I then went to look at interviews and like watch videos because I thought it was so good. Neither of those performances thought, let me look these people up on TikTok or
right.
find them.
The ticket is, it has to be funny. It has to be funny. If it's not funny, I don't care. And it's like, I won't be like rooting for the performance because I'm just kind of like, okay. And you can take characters that we don't know and make it funny.
I guess.
Like it's not required that we know who the person is for it to be funny because there have been examples in the past.
And who was Jay's second character? Miss Jay?
Oh yeah. Also, I thought that was a missed opportunity. Yeah. Like I feel like I remember Miss J being funny.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bit too. But I was surprised by the top two. I don't know. I guess I thought it was. It seemed like Raja got more like attention and praise than Trinity. I mean, I thought they both did wonderfully.
To me, it was, okay, Trinity got blocked by Shay with the plunger.
So now they're bringing her to the top to, like, make a point?
To immediately have any type of stake in this season,
yeah.
The plunger has to have worked. An ability to yeah. have some consequence. And for the second episode, for immediately to already have a consequence, makes it feel like the plunger is anything at all. Which it really, it can be, but, like, it's not.
Yeah,
it's like all of them get to stick around the entire time. So I thought it was a stretch for Trinity was definitely in the top for me.
Yeah,
but I thought I agreed. Raja, I mean the madam, yeah. the puppet. that was a incredible
yeah.
experience. I thought from inception of concept to the execution, yeah. I thought this is a perfect experience.
Yeah, I loved it. But you're exactly right. I felt like they were like, we'll have to do Trinity to make it seem like the plunger is a thing that's working and that, and to encourage the people to think strategically when they play it and to penalize the right people.
Right.
But hey, I enjoyed it. I was very happy. I'm happy it's back. It's fun that we get to kind of root for four to try to make it to the top four to, do the lip sync smackdown or whatever they said they were going to do.
Yeah, it's fun. We need to talk about Jinx, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Natasha Lyonne was incredible. It was great. But Judy Garland.
Yeah.
Like, from start to finish, I thought, like, it was like witnessing somebody who understands all the opportunities they can have in Snatch Game instead of being afraid of Snatch Game. Like, you can tell who's afraid and, like, on the edge of their seat and, like, just trying to say anything funny. But Jinx went into it, like, here are all of the bits I will be doing.
It's a performance.
Right. And that's, I mean, you can tell who's good at Snatch Game by knowing who, like, is doing bits.
Yeah.
Who has come prepared to do the experience, the immersive experience. Yeah, the singing, the accent. Oh my God.
I saw Shay tweeted and said there were so many close shots of Jinx as Judy Garland because the entire like cast was laughing, like the judges were like crying. She said it was, and no one could keep a straight face the entire time.
I didn't realize that Dave, who killed Judy Garland, was on the season with Jinx.
Yeah, that's why it was a core memory for her.
I mean,
did you say,
pretty iconic.
Did you say Dave tweeted or something?
Well, I saw that I think BuzzFeed tracked Dave down and
got it.
interviewed him or something about how he felt. And did he really kill her?
No.
I mean, I don't know. Did you? I don't know. Do you know? Were you there?
I wasn't there. I guess not.
For me, it was a masterclass, and it was like a duh to anyone that's in the cast. Like, how can you not think Jinx is going to make it to the very end, if not win the entire thing?
Yeah, she's had two strong weeks back to back. I'm very glad she's back, and I'm very glad she's even seems like even more just so self-confident and assured of who she is and what her drag is and what it means to her to be there. And it's just fun to watch someone with that amount of confidence like take risks and try things.
Yes. Yes, I agree.
I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
Yeah, me too. I enjoyed the experience of getting an opportunity to love everyone, although it is a little kumbaya, which is fine. But like,
well, it's, that's why they got the plunger to try to make it a little bit of drama.
I think it would be fun to have this format with a cast of all new queens, where you really get to see what all these new queens are all about. Maybe not 14 of them, because that's like a lot of people every week. But like, for people to stick around longer, and I don't know.
I don't know if that would.
I just
work.
Always think. I just always think about the first queens out, and you're like, oh, I would have wanted to see more of them. There's a lot of queens that you don't get a chance to see more than 1 or 2 weeks of.
I mean,
and then all these all-stars we've seen multiple 2 or 3 seasons of. It's like, okay, well, do I need a full another season? I mean, compared to the queens that we only get one episode of.
I'll say that's true too, because on the most recent regular season, I would see June Jambalaya's Twitter posts for all of her looks that she had brought for the whole season that she didn't get to showcase. And I thought so many of them were great and incredible.
Well, then there you go.
Also.
Well, then there you go.
I thought Jada's look on the runway in the second episode was incredible. I'm so happy she's back.
Was that the Matrix
back.
One?
Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah. Girl. Yes, please. They all
well, she's
have,
absolutely an all-star for me.
Oh, absolutely. Jada. All the runway looks, I think, in the second episode were great from what memory serves. Anywho. Mm-hmm. Well.
Anywhoozle. Well, are we back to our weekly Drag Race recap podcast? Is that what this is now?
I guess so, maybe. Stay tuned.
Maybe
alert.
Sometimes. Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me getting ready to move.
When is it happening? I was just thinking about that last night. I was like, wait a second. What was Corey's background during our Gutsy Girls hangout?
It was in my living room because I thought I was going to, just in case we played Animal Crossing, but we ended up playing Quiplash instead. Yeah, moving in June. Coming soon.
Well, if you need help packing, I'll come visit.
Fly up and help me lift a couch.
I'll do it.
Noise. Pivot. Noise. Okay. Where can people find you? Are you streaming and shit this week?
I am. I haven't made my schedule, but I do think... I think I might do a whole week of neglected games. So, like, maybe this Wednesday night, Pokemon Go.
Damn!
Maybe some Dead by Daylight. Maybe some Dream Daddy. I don't know. Like, all the games that I've, like, played once, and then I was like, you know, I have to go play Fortnite and Animal Crossing.
Listen, well, I'm hoping once I'm in my new place that I will have space to stream regularly and not have
are
to.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Are you for real right
listen,
now?
Listen, I've been playing Smash Brothers by myself and like getting so stoned at night. And I'm like, I think people would maybe watch this or maybe come fight me. I don't know.
Play Fortnite with me. I play every night. I just got my first solo win of the season yesterday. Oh. I screamed. Hudson was outside in the backyard. I was like, Hudson! I did it.
Well,
he's like, I knew you could, babe.
Well,
like, shut the fuck.
That's the support we need. Well, don't worry, I'm getting fast internet. Getting fast internet for the new house.
Rich bitch.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Toodles.
Later.